If the message truly is from God, it should mean something to us. I'm nobody. I really am. But he speaks to me. He lays things on my heart. I feel like for sometimes lost people, sometimes the church, sometimes for all of us in general. But he does lay things on my heart. I'm going to preach to you today out of the Bible, the first Bible I ever preached out of. It's holding together now by one thread. I preached a sermon one time hanging on by a thread, and I want to be careful. That's what it's. I'm going to preach or try to preach the first thing I ever preached out of this book. In the years I've went, you think I'd learned a lot of things, but one thing I've learned, the first sermon I preached was the truth. And it ain't changed. And I've tried all the last couple of 3 weeks to add to that and show that I've grown and all that, but the message ain't changed. Amen. I was down at the creek one time baptizing, and every one of them, I say the same thing over and over and over again. And it was about 7 or 8 was baptized that day. And time we got about the number 5, I thought, need to word this a little different. Change it a little bit. Boy, you talking about convicting you. He said it ain't changed. It's the same. And next thing I know, I'm still saying it's the same way. And then we go back next time, I'll still say it's the same way. It don't change. The first, it's wrote down up here, the first sermon, the scriptures I use, and the title was forgiveness. Amen. The only thing I might change, I do want to go over and read just a little bit about David when he realized he'd sinned. And it says, I won't take that for a text. They put away thy sin. And I'm so thankful for forgiveness today. Amen. I've done a lot of things through the years that I've had to have forgiveness for. I've mentioned the last few weeks a whole lot about that. And I've done things to people that I had to be forgive from them. And I've had people to do things to me that I've had to forgive. It's hard sometimes, it really is. But if you're going to serve the God that I serve, you can't go around not being willing to do that. Matthew chapter 18. Then came Peter and him in the 21st verse. And I'm telling you, what I'm going to talk about today is hard. But it's still not changed. I stood in front of Rocky Mound Church and preached this then, and I still believe it today. Then came Peter unto him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till 7 times? And Jesus saith unto him, I say unto thee, not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Therefore the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king, which took account of his servants. And when he began to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Do you have any idea how much that is in today's money? 13,200,000,000. I want you to keep all this in mind. It was a debt that most of us could never be able to pay. I'm so thankful that there's a debt this morning that I can't pay, but I have one that paid it for me, that was willing to forgive me. And for so much as he had not to pay, his Lord condemned him to be sold, and his wife and his children, all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him, forgave him the debt. But that same servant went out and found his fellow servants, in which owed him 100 pence. You know how much that is in today's money? $1.25. We're going from $13 billion down to $1.25. And he said, and he laid in his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. And so when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told their Lord all that was done. And then his Lord, after that, had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, for I forgave thee all that debt because of thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have for compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And the Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors until he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall your heavenly Father do also unto you from your hearts you forgive not every one of his brother their trespasses. And I want to go over here and I want to read for you in the text over there. I talked about it earlier. David, he'd committed the great sin against Uriah. He'd committed adultery with Bathsheba. God had sent Nathan unto David and reminded him of what he'd done. David thought he'd got away with it. Nobody knew how he'd committed this sin and nobody was going to know about it. Now I want you to notice how fast God can forgive you. And we should be the same way. I'm so thankful that God has put away my sin. I want you to realize David had been saved by God's grace and his sins had been cast as far as the east is from the west into the depths of the sea. But also I want you to realize this flesh can still sin and it must be forgiven day by day. And so David realized after Nathan, the messenger of God, come with a message and told him, you are the man, David. And I want you to realize today we need to remember that we have been forgiven. And when he puts away our sin, when our brothers and sisters sin against us, we need to be able to put away that sin also. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die. And I want you to pay attention. David realized it don't take forever to get saved. It don't take forever to get forgiveness. When you realize you're a sinner, that you have sinned, and God knows it, and that you are a sinner, you can be forgiven. And he told him, God has put away thy sin. So I want to go over here. This one, Jesus, Peter asked the question, how often shall I forgive my brother if they sin against me 7 times? He said, no, not 7, but 70 times 70, or 70 times 7. So 490 times, and that's a day. In other words, every time your brother sins against you and he asks for forgiveness, then you are to forgive. Every time, not every once in a while, not part of the time, but every time. And he went on to tell, and he used this man for example, this man had owed him all this money. No way he could pay that debt. He come to him and fell down at his feet, and he asked for forgiveness, asked for patience with him, and he forgave all the debt. And then he turned right around and with one that owed him just a very, very little compared to what he had owed, come to him and begged him to have patience for forgiveness. And I want you to realize he would not forget the dead. And he said that he would cast him to the tormentors. So he put him in jail. And I want you to realize there's a spiritual side of that too. No, he didn't lose his salvation. No, David didn't lose his salvation. He asked the Lord and prayed in the 51st division of the Psalms, return to me the joy of my salvation. But he said he turned him over to the tormentors. And I want you to realize today, if you will not forgive your brother, you will be in torment. I know about this, y'all. You've heard me tell it over and over. I got mad, got upset with a brother one time, stayed mad for 3 years. 3 years I went around in what? In torment. I was upset all the time. I was hurt all the time. I was mad all the time. He will turn you over to the tormentors. He will let you go about your life and stay upset all the time. Never find no peace because you're not willing to let it go. I know what that life's about. I've done it. You say, well, you're a preacher, you're a pastor, you shouldn't have ever done it. Amen. And I'm trying to tell you not to do it. I'm trying to save you some pain. I'm trying to tell you to get in a place where you can serve God. Because if you will not be willing to forgive your brother, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you. You say, well, I've been saved, I'm going to heaven. Amen, I'll grieve. If you have been saved, you're going to heaven. But I'll tell you this, if you've been saved by God's grace, there should come a point. It may take 2 years, it may take 3 years, it may take 10 years, but you're going to have to get to a point you'll forgive your brother. And if you're not willing to do that, you're going to just be in torment all the time. I know about it. I'm telling you, I've done it. I'd do pretty good during the day. I'd go out and work and do the things during the day that I needed to do. I'd lay down in bed at night. I'd lay there and I'd get to thinking about how that person had done me, how he'd harmed my family, how what he'd done. I'd get so mad. And you know what the next thing I'd be doing? I'd be whooping the far out of him. I mean, in my mind, I was just, and I'd lay there and I just hate in my heart. Has any of y'all ever been that way? Am I the only ones ever done this? Have you ever been so mad at somebody that you just wanted to hurt them? And you couldn't let it go? You know, that person never come to me and they never did say, Brother Jeff, I'm sorry, old buddy, for what I've done to me. Do you? I'm sorry. He never did. Never did. And you say, well, you shouldn't have forgave him, man. I had to forgive him. I'm in this place of torment because I won't let it go. And finally God said, you're the problem, not him. I finally one night I realized he was laying in bed somewhere asleep. It wasn't bothering him not one bit. And I was laying there every night losing sleep over something that had happened 3 years ago. And I don't even know if the man realized what all he'd done. Why can we not let things go? That's why this was on my heart the first. I had to preach on this the first time because I had to get completely past it before I could do this what God called me to do. Yeah, I tried my best and I had. I'd go work and sleep at night, but I knew there was other people out there just like me that couldn't find no peace. They was in torment. They just couldn't get nowhere and serve God. They couldn't pray anymore. I had children during this time that I was going around like this. I had children that was lost, couldn't pray for them. I've told you all that before. I couldn't pray for them. I'm so thankful that I've not been treated like I've treated others. There's been times I've done people wrong, and I'm thankful that they was willing to forgive me. I had to stand up before and say, please forgive me. I've done wrong, and I'm so thankful everybody forgave me. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter in thy closet, and when thou shut the door, pray to the Father which is in heaven in secret, and thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as a heathen do, and they think they shall be heard in their minds and much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have in need of before ye ask him. And that's in other words, he knows your heart. And you can say, I forgive all you want to, but until you do, until you get to the place that you pray to him and say, God, forgive me for having this in my heart towards my brother and sister. Forgive me, and I'll forgive them, Lord. I mean this. Then you get to this point, you're going to have a hard time. And after this matter, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. What did we read to you over there about the one that he forgave so much debt? And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil. From thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. And forever forgive. And for if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Are you in torment today? I just asked you, are you in torment? Can you not get past something? We've all had stuff happen in the last year or two. I'm going to be honest with you. I got to tell the truth. It ain't going to do no good to lie to you. God knows my heart now. He wouldn't have me stand here telling you about it. But in the last year or two, you know what I've done? Some. I've went to bed again. And I've thought about certain people in certain situations. And I've got mad again. And I've laid there and thought about it. And I think, how could you do this to us? How could you do this to me? I stuck my neck out for you and you've just cut it off. Why would you do this? Ended up right back in the same place I'd been before. And finally I realized again, Father, you forgave me. Why can't I forgive my brother? Why am I living in this torment? A torment of non-forgiveness. The torment of not being able to be where I need to be with you. The torment and anger that only comes from the devil. I got a feeling I'm not by myself. I got a feeling there's others that are in the same torment. There's others. You know, David, Saul was out to kill him. He was going to do David harm. David was hid in a cave. Up in the mountain where the sheepfold was, or the goats. Saul comes in yonder and he goes in yonder. I take it, he said he covered his feet. I may be coming there to use the restroom. He's there, and David, his man says, there he is. God has delivered. He's told you he would, and he's delivered him to you. And David, instead of killing him, he could have. He went right away and just cut a little off his skirt. He said, I'll do no harm to God's anointed. I see forgiveness in that. Even though Saul's there to kill him. David loves him. He loves his brother. He's the God's anointed. I want you to know your brother and sister's God's anointed. You've been separated. I'm set apart when you become a child of God. You come the circumcision of the heart. And then when you're baptized and a member of the Lord's church, you're set apart from the world. There's an anointment there. I believe that's where Jesus was first anointed when he was baptized, set apart. And we're not to harm God's anointed. So even though Saul was there to kill David, David was willing to forgive Saul. Even though Saul didn't ask for forgiveness, David still forgave him and recognized he was God's anointing. Wonder how it went when he come to Nathan there if David hadn't had that kind of heart. You know, by the law, David was supposed to die. He was supposed to die for what he'd done. But he said, I'll not take your life. I'm going to put away your sin. I want you to realize today, we're to die. We're not supposed to live because of what we've done. We're sinners. But he put away our sin. I had a man drive hundreds of miles one time. Was standing at my door at daylight, beating on my door. You know why he done all that? He come to ask me to forgive him. Me and that man sat in my living room and we cried. And we begged each other to forgive each other. I didn't even know it had been that much happened, but it bothered him. He couldn't live in the torment anymore. I couldn't live in the torment anymore. When you get to where you won't forgive your brother, you get turned over, might say to a reprobate mind, you get turned over to the torment. Satan starts getting in there. And he starts wearing you out. He'll worry the life out of you. I want you to know, I ain't talking about going to hell now. I'm talking about going to bed. I'm talking about going to work. I'm talking about going to church. I tell you something, I believe in all my heart I have, and I believe I'm not the only one. There's been a lot of people sitting in church service aggravated to people that could just whoop them. I've been in conferences before where I thought it was going to break out into a fight. Why? Because nobody won't forgive each other. You got this side over here and this side over here. Do you know what a house divided against itself cannot stand? You know what a house, the definition is? It's a family. The family of God here at Hilltop will not stand if it's divided. Paul said it like this to the Colossians. Third chapter in the 12th verse. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering, forbearing one another. In other words, tolerating one another. I bet y'all had to tolerate a lot out of me, hadn't you? I bet there's times that you went home probably wanted to whoop me. I'm sorry. I've never meant to hurt nobody. And forgiving one another. And if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Above all these things, put on charity, love, which the bound of perfection is. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, into which also you are called into one body, and be ye thankful. Be delivered out of the torments. When you get Jesus, Paul said, it's better to give than it is to receive. I'm thankful I was able to receive salvation and as a gift from God. But I've been thankful so many times that I've been able to forgive others. The same trouble I was in before I got saved was almost like the trouble I got in when I wasn't willing to forgive. It was just pure torment. Are you in that torment? Is somebody at your job done you wrong? Is somebody in your family done you wrong? Somebody at church done you wrong? Is somebody done you wrong? And you just can't get past it? I've done told you. I've looked through this once or twice. I've read this more than once. It ain't changed from the first time I stood up behind that book board. This has not changed, not one bit. And if you're not willing to forgive, you need to leave your gift at the altar. But you're not going to get forgiveness neither. I'm not fussing at you. I don't know who this is for. Maybe it's just for me. But I can tell you this, it's for somebody. And I can tell you also this. If you want to just stay in torment, then that's up to you. But I'm telling you, there's a way out of it. when you, from your heart, just not saying words, but from your heart, mean it. I forgive them. The one I told you about, you know, I ended up being really close to this person. Again. You know why? Because I was willing to. I ended up having peace again. You know why? Because I was willing to. I believe forgiveness and giving is greater than receiving. Oh. I've only, now don't get me wrong, the salvation's the greatest gift you'll ever receive. I've had that one time, but I've had to be at a point that I forgive over and over and over. I'm thankful that my wife has been able to forgive me over and over and over. I'm thankful that I've been able to forgive her. I've told y'all, you know, the first year, and I'm going to hush. The first year we was married, she'd get mad. Brother Brandon, you know what she'd do? She'd run off in there in the bedroom and she'd squall. You know what I'd do? I'd run in there and I'd say, honey, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. She'll tell you it's the truth. Finally, after about a year, we was arguing over something, and I was right, she was wrong. She went off in the bedroom. I was right once. She run off in the bedroom, she squalled, and I didn't go. And after a pretty good while, she come in there, and she said, why didn't you come in there and tell me you were sorry? And I said, because I wasn't wrong. We all are wrong sometimes. And ever since then, I can tell you this is true. Now, no matter it's got anything to do with her, she'll say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. And I've got to where I'm the one now that don't say I'm sorry enough. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being like I am. I'm sorry for getting aggravated with stuff and aggravated with people. It's been a long time since I really felt like I need to apologize to the church, but I'm going to today because it seems like the last year or two, some things has happened that I have went to bed over and over, frustrated and mad. I've said things about my brother and sisters I shouldn't have said. I got on the phone, I talked when I shouldn't have. I'm not too big to stand up and say I've been wrong. Are you? I'm supposed to lead by example. And you think that's supposed to be in everything, doing everything right? I'm not always going to be right. I'm not always going to do right. I'm no different than you. That's where David was. He saw. He repented. He said, I've sinned. I have sinned. And he got forgiveness. That sin was put away. I don't know how that would win if he hadn't been willing to forgive us all. He hadn't recognized he was God's anointing. I don't know what else to say. If you want what I read to you about over in Colossians, forgive your brother. He made it clear, he said, if you'll not forgive your brother, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. And I believe in all my heart that was the torments that man was delivered over to, going through his life, being in torment because he was not willing to forgive his brother. Don't go through that. Let's forgive one another. Let's love one another. I do think I need to pray. I had to preach on this day, and then Marty, you know, ain't that just like God? Gets Marty up this morning, sends him up there. And know what Marty does? He preached out of a brand new Bible he'd never used before. He said he'd never used it before. I preached out of a Bible he gave me today that's far from being brand new. His message was for me. I pray my message is for you. We'll give an altar call for saints and sinners. If you feel like you need to do a little repenting and some forgiving, after we have that altar call, I do feel like we need to have a handshake. We need to be close, church. We've been through a whole lot in the last year or two, not just here at Hilltop, but a lot of you that's come here has been through a whole lot. Somehow we've got to get past some things. We've got to start forgiving, and we've got to start loving. We're going to give an altar call. If you're here today and lost, seek the Lord. If you're here and saved, and you've got some problems you can't get past, seek the Lord. As we stand and sing.